Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Silver Suitcase by Terry Todd, performed by Kate Rudd. And the Lord answered me, and said, Write the vision, and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. Prologue. Manitoba, Canada, 1981. Benita Gladstone's best friend would soon turn 60 years old, which might not be remarkable if Benita weren't 10. She crossed the elementary school playground and looked at the bright blue of the Winnipeg sky. In 3 more weeks, grade 5 would be history. Once the school year was over, she could again spend long days at Graham's house, which she still thought of as home, all these years after her mother had insisted it was time to move out. With her ponytail swinging, Benita kicked a stone and kept kicking it down the sidewalk all the way to her grandmother's. Because you're in school now, honey, Grace Gladstone had explained at the time. You don't need Grandma Cornelia to babysit you while I'm at work anymore.
But if I had a daddy, you wouldn't have to work. Becky's mom stays home with her.
Your daddy left us, sweetheart. Men cannot be counted on. Besides, you can still go to Graham's every day after school until I'm off work.
Then why can't we stay at Graham's all the time?
Benita wanted to know. It's better for grown-ups like me to not live with their parents, that's all. You and I need to be our own little family, and we can do that best if we live in our own home. You'll understand one day. But Benita still did not understand, though 4 years had passed. When she reached Graham's front gate, instead of pushing it open and walking through, she tossed her backpack into the yard and climbed over. She then scooped up the backpack again and ran around to the backyard, where she knew she'd find her best friend in the garden.
Hi, Graham!
Benita swung the garden gate open. Benita had watched Uncle Jim and Graham build the chicken wire fence, designed to keep rabbits and squirrels out of the carrots, lettuce, and nasturtiums. Even deer could sometimes be seen in the city, nibbling on beet leaves or spinach. Graham stood from where she'd been kneeling in her row of radishes and stretched.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?